Remember back in December 2019, remember that? Yeah, I know time is very odd at the moment. But we had the final of our Stand Up Be Funny competition. It started on the radio, finished on television. And the runner-up was Michael Rice. The last time we spoke to Michael, he was on his parents' farm in Kilkenny. But he is up and left. And he's now in Barcelona in Spain. And he's on the line. How are you doing, Michael?
I'll tell you, I left, right, because I was forced out.
Right, why?
I was forced out of the country after the humiliation and disgrace of losing that competition on national television. And I was back home in Kilkenny, and people wanted me out. Brian Cody wanted me out of the county. He said it was bad for morale to have a nationally broadcast loser walking around the place.
Well, Michael, you weren't a loser. You were a runner-up. You were second place. And that was second of...
I was walking in the streets in Kilkenny and lads were pelting splitters at me.
Right.
I had to start wearing my old curling helmet just to go to the shop, you know. Yeah. My father was so ashamed. He wanted me to sleep out in the cow shed. There was talks of having me castrated. And I just had to go.
That's quite extreme, isn't it?
I know, it was extreme. They're extreme. People don't like losing down there, Ray, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said to myself, you know, what would a Dublin Crimeland figure do if he was under this much pressure? And I said, that's it. I'll go to Spain and I'll lay low, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think many of them fellas would have done the TEFL and would have been teaching English. But that's what I'm doing now. I'm a teacher, Ray. That's what you've made of me.
Congratulations. So
it's not congratulations. No, I don't like being. I don't have respect for teachers. I've always thought they were very strange, Ray. I always thought to myself, they're like children who've been institutionalized. Do you not remember how awful school was? They're still there, Ray.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
to
be fair,
for 18 years.
I know. Just to be fair, I had this chat with my 8-year-old son yesterday evening, and I said, I liked school. So I'm one of those freaks who actually liked school. And I was blessed with brilliant teachers. So there you go.
Right. Yeah. No, I didn't have that blessing. Like, the way I see it, you know, you're in school for 18 years and it's like prison.
Right.
And you finally get out, you can do anything you want in the world. And these people say, do you know what? I'm going to go back in. It's like a kind of a pensionable mental illness or something. You know?
Listen, what do you miss about home? Do you miss anything?
I tell you now, it's not what you think. Like, I don't miss like the friends or the family or that kind of thing. It's just the general dampness and despair I miss. Like, do you know, like, I used to live in Dublin. I actually miss Dublin bus. Do you know that? I miss it. Just the kind of characters you'd meet on it. Like, I remember one time, right, I was on Dublin bus and I was going back down to the back of the bus and there was this old lad drinking cans of Harp.
Right.
Have you ever tasted Harp, Ray?
I have.
Yeah, it's like liquidized depression.
That's how I describe it. It has improved its taste over the years now, in fairness. But there was a time.
I don't know, Ray. I think that might be you losing your mind a bit, right? But your man, I sit down opposite him and he just looks over at me, shakes the can at me and he just goes, would you like a drop of Harp, right? And I just said, you know what? Yeah, I will. I'd forgotten my earphones that day. And I was like, you know what? He can be today's Tin Lizzy, right? And immediately, like, I learned a lot of interesting stuff about him, Ray. Like, for one thing, this was not his first time drinking Harp, right? And I know that because he told me. He said, oh, you've been drinking Harp for 30 years. Am I right or am I wrong? And I said, you look right, you know? To be honest, Ray, he looked like he'd been playing a harp with his face for 30 years. You know, he was no oil painting this fella, right?
You missed it, go on.
But next thing he just turns to me, he just said, you're a good young fella. Am I right or am I wrong? And I was like, by God, he's right again, do you know? That's 2 out of 2. I started to think, you know, has he ever been wrong, Ray? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he turns to me and he just said, listen, he said, we have to tell you something. And in my head, I was like, oh, no, Ray, you know. I was like, don't tell me he's my real father. Do you know what I mean? So next thing, he just turns to me and he just said, oi, I'm a member. of the IRA, right? And I didn't know what to say, Ray. So I just said, nice, right? And I gave him a fist pump. And that gave him a bit of confidence, you know? And then he just says to me, he just said, would you like to be a member of the IRA, right? And again, I was just like, feck it, yeah. Do you know, go on. Like, I'm not doing anything else today. Let's unite the country. Do you know what I mean? And that was it.
That was it, right.
I was in the IRA. And I have to say, Ray, like being in the IRA, it's a very, very similar to not being in the IRA, right? Like, almost identical, you know? But I never thought that that was something I wanted, but you feel something coming up in you when you hear that. You know, there was just a voice inside me just being like, so how are we going to unite the six counties? So how are we going to get the country?
You miss
together,
all that.
You know?
You miss all that. The last time we were talking to you, you were dating and your girlfriend, you'd brought the girlfriend down to the farm in Kilkenny. And I'm sorry to hear that relationship's over. So how's the dating going in Barcelona?
Oh, well, Sheree, it's the same thing. So she couldn't look me in the eye after that competition, do you know? No one wants to bear the children of the lad who lost on Darcy, do you know what I mean?
Right.
That's the fact of the matter, you know?
Listen, we're running out of time, Michael. I just want to say something to you, and it's just because it obviously hurts you terribly. So the good news is that this Friday we're launching a competition. Ireland's funniest joke, right? So you're welcome to enter. You're welcome to enter. We'll take international entries.
I wouldn't do business with you again if I was paid €1 million. My life was in ruins after that competition.
Well, listen, mind yourself and great. Good luck in Barcelona. When you come back to Ireland, you might come in and pay us a visit if the whole restriction thing is over. Thanks, Michael. Thank you.